Let us pray. Father God, we appreciate you for this day and for all that you have done for us. Thank you for keeping us alive to witness a day such as this. Accept our praises, accept our worship, inhabit our praises, inhabit our worship. Holy Spirit, please take control. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Say a better amen. Okay, I nearly said before you take your seat, but you're already seated. Look at your neighbor and say to him or her, Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Welcome. Please be seated. Welcome everyone to church. All those that are worshiping online, we say, God bless you. And once again, we welcome our friend of the house, Pastor James O'Cone. For this Easter service, I'll be taking my Bible reading from Luke chapter 24, verse 4 through to 7. I appreciate if the band can just be on the stand. Luke 24 from verse 4 through to 7. And it came to pass, whatsoever you're trusting God for will come to pass. I don't like your amen. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces to the earth. They said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. The title of this glorious service is, He is Risen. Wave your hands and say, He is risen. Jesus Christ was born. He went through all the ups and downs of life as a human being, not as God. Jesus Christ was tempted at all points, yet without sin. Hence, he understands when you are tempted. He is touched by the feelings of your infirmity because he had lived as a human being. Jesus suffered betrayal, was crucified, he died, he was buried, but he rose again from the dead the third day. Therefore, the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ was a huge package. It was three in one package. And that's why, as Christians, we do not handpick which of these aspects of Jesus should be celebrated. You don't pick the Christmas day as your own celebration. You don't pick the death of Jesus, the Good Friday, as your own celebration. You don't pick the resurrection morning as your own celebration. It is a full package. The birth of Jesus troubled the kingdom of the devil. Even in his death, he still troubled them. They said, you know what? This man talked about his resurrection. Let us seal the tomb. Not only sealing the tomb, let us put soldiers, fierce looking soldiers, to guide peradventure. Even in his death, they were still troubled. His resurrection baffled the kingdom of darkness. So to you, you may pick Christmas, you may pick Good Friday, but to the devil, it dazzled him. Praise the Lord, somebody. That's why Christianity is not a religion. Because religion is what man does to appease God. But God cannot be appeased. God cannot be pleased by religion. He can only be pleased by the crucified Jesus. And that's what Jesus Christ said. I am not a way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. He did not mince word. He said, no man can come to my Father except through me. Jesus was not conceited. He was just truthful. So you may be religious. Your name may be appended into the register of religious setting. Heaven's glory, somebody, could be a religious setting to you if you have not accepted Jesus. Your religion cannot, if it could, Jesus wouldn't have come. Praise the Lord, somebody. Shout hallelujah, somebody. He is risen. The angels told the disciples, why are you seeking the living among the dead? He is not here. I pray for you. Your name that have been appended in the list of those who are going to die, I prophesy, you are not going to die in the name of Jesus. I delete your name from the list of those that are expected to die this year. I say, you are not dying. Your name will not be found in the list of those who are going to die this year. I don't like your amen. Prophesy and say, John, you are not going to die, but you will live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? Shout hallelujah, somebody. Ask him, shout hallelujah, somebody. I believe you realize, at least by now, that Jesus Christ did not start existing when Mary gave birth to him. He had been a member of the divine Trinity, consisting of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and three of them are one. Amen, somebody. And this Jesus, whilst he was in the flesh, because of his divinity, was able to prophesy about his birth and about his death. Whilst in the flesh, he was limited. He was caught up in space and in time. He was limited just the way you are limited today. But now, being risen from the dead, he is unlimited. The Bible says he is seated at the throne of majesty. Guess what he's still doing? Interceding for you and I, that we will also one day sit by his side. Please put your hands together and give God a clap offering. Give Jesus a clap offering. Give the Holy Spirit a clap offering. He's seated at the right hand of majesty. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, how wonderful you are, brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the lily that grows. You are much,
much precious than gold.
Sweet Jesus,
sweet Jesus,
sweet Jesus, how wonderful you are. You are brighter than morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the lily that grows by the wayside.
You are precious, much precious than gold.
Do you know? Do reggae.
You know why I think Jesus?
Do you know why he's so great? Seen a man who rose from the dead like Jesus. Do you know?
Do you know?
Do you know
why I'm believing in Jesus?
Oh,
do you know?
Do you know
why he's so great?
Why he's so great?
After three days,
he rose from the dead.
I've never seen a man
from the dead
like Jesus.
Wave your hands and say, He is Lord.
He is Lord.
Hey.
He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord.
Every knee,
shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus.
And my spirit praise His name. For death could not hold Him captive.
Even in the grave, Jesus still is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord.
Even in the grave. Jesus volunteered to die. He said, no man took my life from me. I did it voluntarily because of the love he has for us. Listen, brethren, the birth, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord was God's plan to redeem mankind from the grip of Satan. Because no one could kill Jesus. He's risen. I say he's risen. There's a story in Luke chapter 24, verse 13 through to 16. Or the whole chapter, you could read it. Just like the death of a loved one. When Jesus Christ died. Listen, the disciples tried everything possible to stop him from dying. Peter said, "No, Lord, not at my watch. You will not die." Even Pontius Pilate tried. His wife showed up and said, "Listen, Oga, have nothing to do with this righteous man." But the devil inspired the people of God to go against Jesus. And they made a statement that is still troubling Israel today. Say, "Let his blood be upon them and upon their children." Why will they add their children? Sir, please leave your children alone. If you want to suffer, suffer. Don't bring the children into the equation. But he died. Long story short, you remember Peter? Peter, yeah. He said, "Not at my watch." The Bible said one of the disciples took a sword, wanting to chop somebody's head off, but just cut off the ear. Because he didn't want Jesus to die. But God's plan was that Jesus must die. Jesus himself said, "The Son of Man must die." Listen, let me tell you, bro. If you really want to be at the center of God's will, there's some suffering you may go through. You pray for God's will, God's will may be through the valley. God's will may be through troublous time. God's will may be through the stormy weather, but through it all, it's going to be through the blood. So it doesn't matter what you're going through now. You have a high priest that is touched by the feelings of your infirmity. So long story short, he died. He was buried. And the Bible says all his disciples ran away. All of them. One even killed himself. That was the worst of it all. If only he came back. What he said to the Roman soldiers, what he said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, if he had said it to God, he would have been saved. Because as many as call unto the name of the Lord shall be saved. If only he knelt down and said, "Father, forgive me, I betrayed an innocent blood," God could have forgiven him. I told us, it doesn't matter the kind of sin you commit. Even as bro, the blood of Jesus can wash you clean. It is the deceit of the devil for you to think that when you make an error, said, "If any man sin, the blood of Jesus is able." As long as you are alive, it doesn't matter the error you have been through or you have gone into. The blood of Jesus can still wash you clean. So the disciples, they were all in hiding. And the story in Luke chapter 24, two of his disciples, perplexed, afraid, and frightened, they were just walking around on their way to Emmaus. Unknown to them that what was causing them sorrow had been sorted out. What was baffling them, causing them to be afraid, has already been settled. Let me tell you, sir, it doesn't matter what they might have told you. The one who is walking behind the scene has settled it already. He has settled it already. The Bible said in Isaiah 53 verse 5, it said that he was wounded for your transgression, for my transgression. He was bruised for your iniquity and for my iniquity. It said the chastisement of our peace was on him. It says with his stripes, we were healed. We were healed. We have been healed. He paid for it. Don't suffer for what God has already paid for. What God has already finished will not finish you in the name of Jesus. So they were going. And they heard a footstep behind. I love that aspect. The Bible said Jesus Christ was about walking past them. Because he knew what they were thinking about. He knows what you're thinking about. He knows those of us that want to throw in the towel. But God is saying, I got your back. What is he saying? I got your back. I got your back. So the Bible says he was about walking past them. And he heard them talk. He said, hey guys, what's going on? What's up? What's up? Are you a stranger in this city? Say, what happened? Now, this man called Jesus. They were telling Jesus about Jesus. And Jesus said, so what happened? We followed this man. We followed him. We thought he was the Messiah to bring freedom to the Jewish family. We thought he was powerful. And you know some people, when they really want you to talk, the way you're talking, they and you will be talking. I believe Jesus was doing that because Jesus was doing that so that they can brighten up. So they were telling Jesus about what Jesus went through. He was listening. And the Bible said, he was about going away. And they said, Jesus, the day is gone. Sit. Then he sat with them and said, do you have my delicacy, my favorite? If you're not eating bread and fish, I wonder what you're supposed to be eating. He said, do you have bread? Do you have fish? The Bible says, their faces were lighting up. And as he went, boom, left. Wow, no wonder when he was talking to us, our heart melted. Listen, if your heart is not melting when the word of God is coming on, we are going to ship you back to Nigeria. No, to Africa. The word of God is like a hammer. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting asunder to the intent of the heart. I pray that the word of God will come to you today in the name of Jesus. Give some people a high five and say, he is risen. When all hopes were gone, then came Jesus. He's touched by the feelings of your infirmity. Do you know what, brethren? The others were in hiding. Only two of them stepped out. Listen, it is time for you to step out in faith. That's where God is going to meet you. Hallelujah, somebody. Shout hallelujah, somebody. So therefore, brethren, as a Christian, as believers, like God told Abraham in Abraham chapter 17, what's that? So what is it? Okay. In Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1, he said, walk before me. Jesus Christ could only be part of the conversation because they were talking about him. When two of you are gathered together, who do you talk about? Remember, Jesus is following you. Jesus only became part of the conversation because they were talking about the kingdom of heaven. Keep on gossiping. You're even giving people their own new names. You know that sister now, which one? That sister. Don't marry now for almost 10 years. You never been in no picking. Oh, okay, I know her. Continue to give people their names. God will never be part of gossip. Hey, you know that sister and that brother, you know, they're well done. You describe people by their looks. God can never be part of that because you are just talking against somebody that was made after the similitude of God. Who gave you that audacity to describe people by the looks, by their looks? That brother with a big nose. I told you the story of this man that was carrying burden. Near Shagar Road in Surulere. I was just going my own way, Jejelio. Why will he be following me? All I heard. Okay, Gabriel Anyame Dogun Wia. That's in Hausa language. And he walked past. What was it he said? Get out of the way, you man with a long neck. And I gave him the way. And he walked past. Listen, let me tell you, brother. Anyone that is speaking against you, anyone that is backbiting, is because he's behind you. The man carrying body was behind me. That's why he saw my long neck. But is my neck long? This can't handsome neck. Let me tell you, Jesus will not be part of that discussion if you are running down somebody. He's too short. He's too tall. He's too fat. He's too. Two of them, they were talking about Jesus. And Jesus Christ became part of them. That's why God told Abraham, you are lying about your wife. I cannot be part of this. Hallelujah, somebody. You are fearfully made. Beautifully made. You are such a handsome man. Look at your nice nose. Who told you only pointed nose? What is nose meant for? Whether pointed or give seven people a hard high five. I said to him or her, you are beautifully and wonderfully made after the similitude of God. He was walking behind them and they did not know. In that problem, God is walking behind you. In that incarceration, God is walking behind you. In that aches and pains, God is walking behind you. He wants to see what you are going to do. The Bible says, we are still talking about the resurrected Jesus. He did not resurrect for fun. He resurrected so that he can be there for you. So that he can comfort you. So that he can bring joy back to your life. So that he can bring divine healing back to your life. Listen, listen. He was walking behind them. When all hopes were gone. There are some of us, you think your marriage cannot work again. I'm here to announce to you. The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 11. The technical department, I've left my note long time ago. I sent some verses to them. They were saying, Pastor, you are not even, just follow me. Follow me. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 11, it says, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will quicken your mortal body. God is going to quicken that marriage. I don't like your amen. Come on, come on, come on. I said, God is going to quicken that marriage. He's going to quicken your health. He's going to quicken your business. He's going to quicken your body. He's going to quicken your soul. He's going to quicken your spirit. That's the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. He's going to quicken your womb. I said, it's going to quicken your womb. You're going to be happy again. You are going to rejoice again, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in world. He is risen. He is not among the dead. He is risen. You will. I said, listen, listen. You are going to rise again. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise.
Let his enemies
be scattered. Wave your hands and say,
let God arise. And his enemies.
He said, when I'm lifted up,
let God arise.
I will cross. Church of God, shall rise. The disciples, they were so discouraged, so perplexed. But Jesus Christ was showing up himself. He showed himself to the two. He showed himself to the rest of them. It was as though the world has moved on. Right now, it's as though you will never get married. Right now, it's as though you will never have babies. Right now, it's as though you will never get a paying job. Right now, it's as though your immigration status will never change. But as long as God is on his throne, he's going to reverse the irreversible. Don't worry. You're going to catch up with those that have taken off. You're going to catch up. You're going to overtake them in the mighty name of Jesus. Because when Jesus shows up, joy shows up. When Jesus shows up, peace shows up. When Jesus shows up, dancing and rejoicing shows up. These two men that were so discouraged and perplexed, by the time they knew that Jesus has risen, they were joyful. They were joyful. You will rejoice. I say you will rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout yes! He's risen. Jesus, before he was buried, the Bible said he cried with a loud voice and yielded the ghost. He cried with a loud voice and yielded the ghost. Look up, brethren. There is this TV channel. My wife watched it for hours yesterday. It's called the History Channel. And I was telling her, America knows better. They will not project what is not true. The birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus, it happened. The Bible says Jesus yielded up the ghost. And immediately something happened. The Bible said there was an earthquake. And a huge veil, the curtain in the temple, rent, turned into two. Saying we can now approach the throne of God with all boldness. The Bible says after that, the tomb, in the process of the earthquake, opened up. Instead of stench, instead of dead dry bone, guess what? People were sitting up. Now, okay, what happened? Why are you? The Bible says they walked out. Clap your hand and say, "John, you are walking out of that dead situation. You are walking out. You are walking out of that hopeless situation. You are walking out. You are stepping out of that sick bed. You are walking out of that hopelessness. John, you are walking out. You are walking out." In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look up. Look up. They came out. And for 40 days, they were walking around the streets of Jerusalem. Can you figure that out? I remember, oh my God. I remember one day, a friend of mine lost her father. Family friend. I was still bro. I was just bro. They said the way Brother John talks about God, we are not going to bury this man. He will come and raise him. Ah. Jesus Christ. They called me, I came. And they took me to where this dead body was. Only two of us. Are you laughing with me or laughing at me? First time I was alone with a dead body. I prayed. Ah, Jesus, Joe. The man did not wake up. Jesus, deliver me, help me. I was still, so the people that take it, they just came and said, "Oh God, we want to pack this thing away." I said, thank you. At least I want to pray. They are the one that sent me out. Now you are laughing at me. No, you are laughing at me. What is the point? Can you imagine if that man actually woke up? The joy in the heart. These people woke up from the dead and walked around Jerusalem for 40 days. Guess where they will first go? Their family home. That's why I'm praying for you. Anything that is dying or is dead is going to come back to life. Because if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, that spirit will quicken your mortal body. Clap your hands and begin to pray now. Anything that is dead in you, anything that is dead in you, any organ that is dead in you, any organ that is dying, oh God, let it be revived. Revival. Begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Makasika mashatar. In Jesus' name, we pray. Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I've been reading the scripture, a new revelation. It didn't say, if Christ be in you, if any man be in Christ. So God expects you to be in Christ. That is when you are going to be a new creature. Because Christ cannot be in you because of sin that is in you. You are the one who is going to pack your load. And anyone that is not of God, you discard it. Then you will now knock and he will ask you to come in. Now listen to me, church. Listen to me, church. You can be in the church and not be part of the owner of the church. If any man be in Christ, he's now a new creature. That's why God will not see you. He will see Christ, because you are in Christ. And then if you are in Christ, then you and Christ are in God. That's why you are untouchable. Don't ever say, Lord, I'm holding on you. You don't have that kind of hand. You cannot hold on Jesus. Your hands are too tiny. You understand? That's why you have to go inside of him. That's why he said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous does what? And is what? Is secure. Listen, there is no demon that is so devilish and so senseless that will pursue you inside of Jesus. I know it. In those days, in one republic where I used to be part of, you'll get the magazine, you'll tell you about me. It's called, it's what? You were there too, I think. Listen. Agegemoto Road is the boundary. All these rascals, they will leave their republic and they will go to where a policeman is standing and they will remove his cap. And the police, because a policeman without the cap, then it's not respected. So they just take the cap. The police will be pursuing. They will just enter the republic. The police say, okay, you are coming out. He dare not cross to Calcutta Republic. That's why the Bible said, if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified the King of Glory, because his death opened up ways for you to enter inside of Jesus. And that's why I have told you, I am unkillable. I'm not bragging. I'm not braggadociously saying what I'm saying. That is the truth. If you are in Christ and Christ is in God, you are unkillable. You only die when it is time for you to die. Shout hallelujah, somebody. So, are you in Christ? God sent his son. Help me here. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon, an empty grave is there to prove a Jesus blue. Because he lives, I can face. Because all fear is gone. Do you think we should kidnap this guy here, Pastor Cohn? Do we kidnap him? And make him a member of this church. Powerful voice. You'll greet us later with that, your... Because he lives, we cannot face tomorrow. Because he lives, we cannot face tomorrow. When I was growing up, there was no tomorrow for me to face. I was used and misused. I was abused. So also, some of us, nobody gave you the chance. Nobody gave you the opportunity. But because he lives, you were able to weather the storm. And some of us are still going through some stormy weather right now. And that's why, let me tell you, Jesus' work finished here on earth, but continued in heaven. He said he is seated at the right hand making intercession. He's still following you. He's still monitoring you. He says we don't have a high priest that is not touched by the feelings of our infirmity. He knows what you're going through. You know that people have been asking, where is your God? You've been married now, no children. People, the way they look at you, in fact, when they see you, especially when you eat hamburger and there's a little bit, they'll be looking. What they are saying, where is his God? Where is her God? Chill. God is watching. You have been in pain. And people have been asking, where is his God? Jesus Christ is touched by the feelings of your infirmity. He is following you. You just walk and prove yourself as a child of God. You know why I talk this way? I've been there before. I've been there before. I wasn't given a chance. I wasn't. But here am I today. That God who turned my story around. The magazine that will be launched later, when they were interviewing me, it was as though what I was telling them just is still happening. You would say, Pastor, we have heard your story. No, the story is still real to me. I went through hell on earth because my father deserted us. They called me a thief. But there was a Jesus that was following me. Behave yourself wisely, Church of God. Because Jesus is not done with you yet. Your best is yet to come. So please, lift up both hands. I surrender. I surrender. Again, sing that song with meaning.
Come into my heart.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Come into me.
Oh, yes.
Come into stay. Come into my heart.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that even though he was rich, he became poor, so that we, through his poverty, can become rich. He took those stripes so that you can be healed. He was nailed to the cross so that you will not be nailed to the cross. But we're going to pray this day. He says that as a child of God, if you go into sin, you are nailing Jesus to the cross the second time. You can't afford to do that. So you're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me. As a child of God, that I will not go into error. I don't want to crucify you to the cross the second time. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. Maka Soshon Tadapoko Session Tadadapoko Sedan. Thank you, Lord. Maka Sadavada. Father, help me. I don't want to nail you to the cross the second time. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, I commit each and every one of us to this sanctuary, those in the teenage sanctuary, those in the concourse area, those in their different locations celebrating Easter. Oh Lord God, we come before you. Please help us to be in you, because when we are in you, we are secured. When we are in you and you in God, we are untouchable. Father God, we pray for everyone that is yet to be born again, that have prayed that prayer through the song. Please, Lord, save them. Cleanse them with your blood. I pray for everyone that is not feeling well. Heal them through the power in your blood. Let the devil be put to shame in their lives and in our lives. Thank you so very much, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.